where he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad weeping. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Chapter 3, verse 17. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without the glory of the person of the Son, that eyes come with all our hearts in soul subduing power. When the Spirit is free and his service is always to glorify him, we get delightful and sometimes unexpected surprises. I was meditating a little on the scripture in Hebrews 5. I'll quote it to you. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And if you look at that word though, in the original language, it might be translated this way: in spite of the fact that he was the son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. The son, how tenderly the son, found in this world a sufferer, as we've learnt going all the way. What a meditation. Suitable material, isn't it, for the brethren of the world, when we come together to respond. Suitable substance for our soul as we seek to walk with God in this world. Now, what has brought me to my feet is the consideration of a problem that I think addresses itself in all our hearts. Here we are, with instruction, and I believe given of the Spirit, relative to the dignity of the person. We find ourselves divinely educated, all taught of God. We are rich indeed. All ourselves in the country scene, and what's more, problems abound on every side. Barking soberly together, we have got nothing to do with that. Now, I want to suggest to you that in these verses and gems, we get a practical answer to a very practical problem. James, as we know, is an extremely practical epistle. But on the other hand, it's practice that comes to us in the framework of objective teaching. In the first chapter, we have the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow turn. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from him. Chapter 1. In chapter 2, we have, my brethren, have not
faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect to persons. We have the Lord before us in this wonderful character of the Lord of glory. In chapter 4, we have the Spirit given. He's taken out his abode with us. Wonderful truth. And then in chapter 5, be patient to the coming of the Lord. So we have the framework in James' epistle of the rest of the teaching of the New Testament. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the wonderful truth concerning the coming of the Lord. In addition, some connect this with John's ministry, his own will among us, and the word of truth. We should be a sort of first fruits of his creatures. There's a subjective word indicated in Newberg, which Father has heard about within John's writings. And then, in the second chapter, we get reference made to Abraham and to Rahab, a Jew and a Gentile. And in the third chapter, we get features of the new man in contrast with features of the old man. Subjective work. So this is the framework in James' epistle, where very practical instruction comes to us to meet us in the kind of situation. Now, dear brother, in James, remember, he writes to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Don't you feel that with the Church of God? Even here this afternoon, we're scattered. Well, lift up our eyes to see the church rule is difficult. But in this kind of situation, there's very clear instruction from James as to what we ought to do. And this is where I'd like to share a few thoughts with you. I've enjoyed them myself, and I hope you'll enjoy them too. They've been relevant entirely so to our struggles today. Now, there are two qualities that God looks for as we look for the Lord's near return in days of scattering. And those two qualities come before us very simply in the first chapter. One of them is endurance. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. There has to be the ability, dearly beloved brethren, to keep going. This is one of the hallmarks, isn't it, of a work of God? Not just a sprint, but a marathon race, keeping going. And if we're found in the crucible, and the fire is felt, and the fullest light is there, it's with a view to purification of our souls. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into darkness temptation. Now, there are two characters of trials indicated in James and so, and I think when I mention them, you'll say, well, that's exactly my wish. One of them is what we feel in relation to circumstances. Don't you feel that in closing very surely the impression makes the righteous man mad? There's enough in the 20th century in circumstances to really try our spirits. I think that's what it says in Colossians, you know, and your patience, long-suffering, and joyfulness. And the only thing that will keep you going is the might of his glory. The light of another man before our hearts will keep us going in relation to the circumstances in which we're found. There's another aspect of great distress to us, which James indicates, if the word is original, it's what we suffer in relation to people. You know, we get a lot of trials from circumstances, we get a lot of trials from people. And in regard to both of these, the word from James is to God help me in present health, the other, God help with wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, and he asks of God, give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. Mention has been made of the double-minded man, ties up, doesn't it, with the matter of idols. Now, there's the assurance in the first chapter of James that for asking, there is a ready response from God to give wisdom. Now, what is this matter of wisdom? Well, it's worth just quietly pondering that matter. He's writing to Jews. Now, the Jewish mind would think of wisdom in an Old Testament context. Remember, wisdom has a very big place in the Old Testament. There's something like 10 different words in Hebrew, I suppose, with the word wisdom, as it's translated in our Bibles. In particular, perhaps it comes before us in the masculine side. Do you remember? 39. The instructed ones. And those who are in the game of the instruction, the masculine sounds are going to have a very important part to play when the church is taken home to glory in regard to the remnant who testified to God in that day. Wisdom, very important. They that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Remember how it says, those that are wise are going to shine as the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness as the stars dwell in wisdom. It would have a big place, wouldn't it, in the Jewish thinking as they thought of wisdom in the Old Testament setting. Remember in Job chapter 28, there was a whole chapter devoted to it. Where is wisdom to be found? You don't find it in minor operations. You don't find it in the depth of the sea. The vulture's eye, have you seen it? The birds of the air can't help you. And the lion's whelp hasn't entered upon that path. No, it's not natural. Wisdom is found with God. And anyone instructed in Old Testament scriptures must have been impressed with the importance of this matter of wisdom. Think of Proverbs for a moment. Very interesting. In the 8th chapter, we'll bring some of our reasons, we'll talk about it tomorrow. I was telling you tonight, rejoicing before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of the earth. Wisdom personified. You find this oftentimes in the scripture, start with a reference to wisdom, and then it's personified, then you find yourself face to face with Christ. May one be of wisdom. Now, when you turn from chapter 8 to chapter 9, you find that wisdom has built a house, 7 pillars. It's very interesting that the word for wisdom in the 9th chapter of Hebrews is in the plural. It's not now wisdom as seen in Christ, but it's wisdom as seen in those who belong to God. Now you find exactly the same thing in the New Testament. Christ is wisdom, but you find in the assembly, the all variegated wisdom of God. 10 words for Hebrew and wisdom in the Old Testament. What a variety of wisdom comes to life. Don't you and I feel we need great wisdom in getting through the day in which we live? Don't we? We need endurance to keep going, but wisdom, how to find our way through. Freighted we are with the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of the Lord Jesus, but how? However, are we going to weave our way through all confusion, Christendom, all the problems that meet us in our personal pathway, if any?
hand that wisdom that you ask for God. Give it warm to put in. Move not, and it shall be given him. My brain struck the other day. I remarked to Mr. Darby, he said if the Apostle Paul were alive today, he wouldn't know what to do. Now that's quite true, you know. He would find himself in completely different situation. What would he do? He would do exactly the same as you and I would do. He would ask for God's wisdom. And I believe the Apostle Paul would find a pathway for today. Lots more, you and I would find a pathway for today. And not only in a general way, but also in a specific way. Remember how, concerning the Lord Jesus, we read, thou wakenest by ear, morning by morning, to hear as the learner. That I might perhaps be the word in season, the gift of his youth. He had to learn of an instructor. Ideally, I venture to suggest to you, beloved brethren, these are the two ingredients that we need in our Christian pathway in the day in which we are living. James, dispersion. Closing days, what a scattered situation. I think we may have been called together today not only to be occupied himself, but to be encouraged in the love of God. Set forward with confidence that our God has not only blessed us, but he will sustain us until he comes. Be patient unto me. For those are the words that was on my mind. I hope it may be clear. Glory to the person, Son. Glory shine before. But in the meantime, endurance. Keep going. Wherever we step, wisdom.